Simon Tov Mem Sif Beis. Vim Enu Chayiv Ba'Achriyusoi Enu Chayiv Levarai. If you accept the Pikadon and you have no achrayus whatsoever, then you do not have to remove the chametz from your house. Now, lichatchila on Pesach itself, you shouldn't even take such a sort Pikadon. But if you do, even if you accept it on Pesach itself, you don't have to remove it. It's not in violation whatsoever of the Torah of to take goyish chametz without achrayus. Now, says the Mechabra, filu im kavush tachas yadoi, k'goyin shugir toisha v'shori yimei b'chotzer. Let's say you have a goy who accepts to live by the laws of the land of Eretz Yisrael, let's say, and he's under the dominion of the Yiddish government. Then this goy, you might think, and he's living also with the Yehudi in his property, you might think that his mamon is really like my mamon. He has to abide by our rules. And he's living within my boundaries. So such a person, maybe you would think, is prohibited to have his chametz in my domain. Says the Mechaber, no. Even such a person, since it's halachically not my chametz, it's his chametz, and I have no achrayus for it for whatsoever, then he's allowed to keep chametz there, and there's no problem. Here, there's a special prohibition on chametz. Chametz is something that throughout the year we're ragel to eat the chametz, so we're not so afraid to eat chametz. So there's a special prohibition that the Chazal made that you have to make a mechitza yud tfachim. You have to build a wall 10 tfachim high to separate and designate that this food is aser on Pesach, even though it's mutter to keep in your house, as we said, but you should come and eat this chametz. Now, why here did they make a special prohibition, which they don't make by other places? Because, as we said, because a person is not bodel mine kol shata, says the Mishnah Berurah. You're ragel to eat this chametz. You're ragel to eat chametz. So, says the Bir Alacha, therefore, what would happen if, let's say, you have pas akum, let's say a person is strict not to eat pas akum, and he has chametz shel pas akum in his house that's owned by a goy, so there's no problem of bayir or bayimatze. Would he have to build a mechitza of yud? You no longer have the svara of leibadu minei koshata. The whole year he does stay away from this chametz. Maybe on this chametz he would not have to build a mechitza shel yud. Says the Bir Alacha, no. It's only by an iser chamor that we say in the Gemara that you don't have to build a mechitza shel yud, like hektish. Hektish, where there's me'ilah, if you have chametz that somebody sanctified to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's owned by the Beis HaMikdash, then the Gemara explicitly says that you don't have to build a wall, because a person anyway is separating himself from this chametz, and he's not going to come to eat it. But it only says the Bir Alacha a very stringent iser, like hektish. But pas akum, or anything less than hektish, would require a mechitza shel yud, since sof it's chametz, and we're not so afraid of chametz. Now, the Bir Alacha also adds that it's not just pas that's prohibited. One might think that since the whole concern, the whole requirement of building a mechitza shel yud is lest you should come to eat it, the only type of chametz that you would be required to build a mechitza shel yud would be chametz that is readily and accessibly available to eat, like bread. But if you have something which needs to be cooked, or even more, needs to be processed and then cooked, like flour, flour, of course, that we're talking that has already the status of chametz gamur. Like most flour today, we'll see later, is a din of chametz gamur mamish. So even such chametz which needs preparation before it's ready to be eaten, even there the Chazal require a mechitza shel yud to distinguish it from other food in the house that is mutter on Pesach. Now this mechitza shel yud The Mishnah Berurah says you have to be careful, is not misnaned. It doesn't move. Like a sheet would not be good for a mechitza shel yud. It's got to be steady. Now, the Shaar HaTzion does say that if you tie the sheet down so that it's steady, then that would be acceptable. But nothing that is so flimsy that that would blow in the wind. Now, the Ramah goes on. Ve'eni Yehudi, she'niach chametz be'beis Yisrael v'lo'i reshusoi. If a guy would put in his house, in the Yehudi's house, but without rishos, then koifa alav kli. Then what you have to do is you have to cover the chametz with a vessel. Now, why only a vessel is sufficient and not a wall? Says the Ramah, the daf could be yontif, because you're on yontif itself. On yontif itself, you can't build a wall. Even a temporary wall is prohibited. So you can't build a wall on yontif. So there, all you have to do is cover it with a kli. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not just yontif that we allow you to put a kli, and you don't need to build a wall. It's even if you have it during Chol HaMoed, where you're allowed to build a wall, if you know you can only have it there for one day like yontif, then all you have to do is put a kli on. But if you're going to have it, if it's before yontif, and you're going to have it throughout yontif, and you can build a wall, then you're required to build a wall to distinguish this chametz from your chametz, the mechitza shel yud. Now, the Mishnah Berurah just points out one little point, that the Ramah says that the goy brought it b'loy reshus into your house, is just to say that even in such a case, you need to cover it, or you need to build a wall, depending on the time. You would think maybe that without Rishos, that it's not at all in my domain, with my consent whatsoever, I'm not going to come to eat it. No, even without Rishos, it still requires a mechitza shel yud. Sif Gimel. Eini Yehudi shenichnas lebeis Yisrael v'chemtzoi biyadoi, einoi zakuk lehoitzioi, a goy comes into the Jewish house and he's holding chametz. The Yehudi is not obligated to tell the goy to leave and to remove the chametz from his house. Like we mentioned before, you're allowed to have goyish chametz in your house. Even though you're seeing the chametz, the iser of bal yiroeh, of not having chametz be seen to you, is only on your chametz. Since it's chametz shel ein Yehudi, ein b'kach klu. There's no problem. You can stay in the house. But if you're eating together with at the same table where there's a goy who's eating his bread and you're eating your matzah, then it's prohibited. There it's prohibited even with a hefsik mape, even if you have distinguishing heker between his food and your food, like we know by basar b'chalav. That we are allowed, if one person is eating milchiks and one person is eating fleishiks from the same table, if let's say one person has a red mapa who's eating fleishiks and the white mapa is eating milchiks, placemats, separate placemats, to distinguish one from the other, that's sufficient. A person's not going to come and eat from the other person's meal, and there's going to be no concern as far as the chachamim are concerned of coming to having basar b'chalav. So here, why are we so stringent that we say that we're eating at the same table and he's eating chametz and I'm eating matzah, that it's not allowed, even if we have a hefsek mapa? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because there's a unique iser to chametz that you don't have by other isurim, which is that it's aser b'mashehu. That even if less than, let's say, a 60th of chametz falls into a person's soup, they have a pesedik, a soup, and a less than a 60th of a small crumb that falls into the soup, where by other isurim, it would be batel into the soup. Even if it's not nois in tam, you can't taste the iser in there, and it's totally mixed in, and it's impossible to get it out. It's not recognizable within the mixture that you have, so it's batel. By chametz, it's not batel. By chametz, the chachamim came along and they said that even the mashu on Pesach, it's going to be prohibited to eat this soup or to eat this tavshil. So that being the case, there's more to be concerned here, that we should be that if they eat at the same table, there's much more of a risk that a crumb from the Goyish sandwich might land up into the Jewish matzah, and he might eat that crumb or eat that morsel of chametz on Pesach. So even with Hefsek Mapa, it is prohibited to eat at the same shulchan as a goy. Now, the Mishnah says it is allowed, and it seems clear from the Mechaber that if the goy was eating by himself at your table on Pesach, that would be allowed. The only problem is that you can't eat with him. So, if he's eating it by himself on Pesach, you do not have to remove him from your house. You can let him eat a sandwich, but you have to be very, very careful that after he leaves, to clean the table well, make sure that there's not even a smallest speck of chametz left on the table. Sif Dalet. Yisrael shehifkid chemtzo yetzi Yisrael chaveiroi. That now the Yisrael is the mafkid. He is the one depositing the chametz by either another Yisrael. Oy etzel ha'eni Yehudi. Or by a goy. Af opisha kibbol alav anivkar achrayis. Even though the person that he's depositing it by accepts upon himself achrayis. He accepts on himself even gneva v'aveda shomer sachar, that if it gets lost or stolen, he'll have to pay you. Nevertheless, over a law of a mafkid, that the Yehudi who gave it to him is still going to be in violation of the Torah law of Bayeroya Bayematze. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, really to answer a question of the Taz. The Taz is bothered that if we say that Bayematze came to add that when you accept a chrayis of Gneva Vaveda for the Goyish chametz, it's now considered your chametz as far as Pesach is concerned. Mashma, it's not considered the Goyish chametz. It's now under, it's yours, it's considered, it's nisyaches to you. It's, you're the Bailim now as far as Pesach is concerned. So therefore, in the converse case, when the Goy accepts a chrayis, you should not be over, at least as far as the Torah is concerned. The Chachamim can prohibit whatever they like, but the Torah, we shouldn't be over Allah min ha-Torah by Yerav Matzeh when he accepts a chrayis. So explain to the Mishnah Berurah that that's not right. That the Mishnah Berurah says that really there are one of two ways a person can be over on the Torah decree of by Yerav Matzeh. One is by owning it, and two is by having a chrayis. That a chrayis is not really owning it to uproot it from the ownership of the goy. And in this case, the goy, when he has a chrayis, is not going to uproot the ownership of the Yehudi. As far as basic is concerned, it just means that he has, says the Mishnah Berurah, yesh lo shaychus v'zchus begavah. He now has a certain relationship. This chrayis creates a relationship to the chametz that's enough to make it prohibited. So if it's he owns it, or he has this relationship to the chametz, either way, he's going to be over by Yerav Matzeh. Now, when a Yisrael has the chametz, let's say, of another Yisrael, and he's accepted a chrayis before Pesach, what does he do to help prevent that his friend should not come to be over by Yerav Matzeh? That we'll wait to discuss, says the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tov Mem Gimel. Now, there's a very fascinating Bir Halacha here that talks about a discussion machloikis achrayim. What happens if the goy doesn't give rishus to the Yisrael to put the chametz in his house? The Yisrael puts it in his house without his rishus. Is the Yisrael then going to be in violation of Bayir Abayim Matzei? Now, why would he not be in violation? Really, the machloikis seems to be based on whether or not it needs to be considered both his and in his domain. And when the goy holds it for him and is the shomer for the Yisrael, it's still considered to be in the domain of the Yisrael. So you have both requirements, that it's both his, and you have that it's in his domain. But when you put it into his backyard without his rishos, now the goy is no longer holding the chametz for the Yisrael. Like it sounds like maybe in the Rosh and some Rishonim that if he's holding it, he's no longer holding it for the Yisrael. So now it's not considered in the Goy's domain, it's not considered in the Jew's domain, and it's not considered to be over on Bayer Bayamatze according to the grass. Whereas other Achronim disagree and they say, no, even in such a case, he he's going to be in violation of Bayirah, Bayimatzeh, since he, in the end of the day, sof owns the Chametz.